This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello everyone, this is Rick Durden reporting from Sun and Fun 2014 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm here with Earl Boyter of Mahindra Aerospace, maker of the Gips Aero G8 air van. Earl, could you tell us a little bit about this airplane? I understand it's been around for over 10 years.
Yeah, it has been. It hasn't been very widely known, but we're gaining momentum every single day. We recently introduced it into Alaska, and it's really taking foothold up there for a number of reasons. It's an excellent utility airplane. It's powered by a 320-horsepower Lycoming engine. Tremendous useful load, tremendous cargo capacity. If you're going to position it and say, well, what is an air van, you'd probably say, well, it's something between a Cessna 206 and in between a Kodiak and almost like a caravan, and it looks kind of like that. It's a little boxy, but if you're putting a huge load and wanting to get a big payload inside, it just doesn't matter. That's what you want. You want a box with wings, and this is exactly what it is.
Well, I understand that you can put as many as 8 seats in it.
It has 8 seats. Some people pull out a couple just to have a little more room for the legs and so forth. But it's widely used in tourism. We have about 26 of them that operate with Missionary Aviation Fellowship. They're used for a variety of reasons. A number of them used in Africa for tours. And they'll put 8 people in the aircraft, or 7 passengers and 1 pilot, and fly. And you often see pictures of the air van parked beside lions and elephants and tigers. They just go right up to them.
Well, how many have been built to date?
We're at serial number 202. The aircraft originally was designed for the outback of Australia and has performed exceedingly well there. And for that reason, it's expanded to other countries. I believe we're up to 33 countries where we're now certified. And we're just, like I say, just getting a foothold in America. People are realizing this is a perfect airplane for somebody who flies a 182 and their family has grown to the point that they've outgrown the aircraft, and yet they don't want to step into something really terribly high performance. This is easy to fly. It flies more like a 172 than it does a 206. It's design parameters were such that the control surfaces are totally harmonic, and it's a joy to fly and fun to fill up and great to go.
And that sort of brings us to the announcement of what got new this year, you're looking at the personally flown U.S. market.
Absolutely. And what happened was, over the last few years, as we would come to the shows, people would look at it and say, fantastic, this is exactly what I need. And then they would peek inside and go, but this isn't what I need. And the interior is a little Spartan. Some of our friends would label it like an old school bus. And if you're out in the outback of Australia, that's fine. You want something that's going to last, and you're going to be able to take care of it, hose it off if you need to. But for our market here, we decided that we needed to spruce it up a little. We went into a collaboration with Eagle Aviation out of Columbia, South Carolina. We took an airplane to them about 4 weeks ago, and they completely gutted it and redid the interior. And we're really pleased here in Lakeland to introduce our new executive interior, which is first class all the way. It's got beautiful leather interior, side walls and so forth. Overhead has been redone. I actually made it a little quieter, and it's just it resembles one of your finer automobiles.
Now, this is an airplane with 88 gallons of usable fuel. And in the bush version, so to speak, you can put over 1,200 pounds in the cabin with full fuel. And we talked about this with the new interior. You're only knocking off a couple hundred pounds. Is that correct?
Exactly. I mean, the truth of the matter is the certification requirements for this aircraft so greatly exceed our competitors that we're somewhat limited in what we can do with the interior. There's safety features that are built in throughout this aircraft. The seats are put on hard points. The compression ratio and the loads that have been taken into consideration for this aircraft bring the level of safety to just an infinite degree of higher safety than our competitors have. But the disadvantage of that is that we can't plush it up as much as some of the others can because we're regulated by certification rules. So we've done the best we can. It's beautiful looking, and I would encourage anyone who gets a chance to see what it looks like.
Well, it's certainly worth a stop, and just sort of as a teaser I understand they might be coming out with another airplane pretty soon.
Well, it's no secret that we've talked about a GA-10, and that is on the, it's way past the drawing board. We're in doing certification flights right now, and we're hoping that by the end of this year we'll be able to announce all the details of that program. It's terribly exciting, and it will definitely pique people's interest.
Well, we're looking forward to finding out more about that, Larry. Thanks very much. This is Rick Durden reporting for AvWeb at Sun and Fun 2014.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.